On behalf of Canadians everywhere, I'd like to offer an apology to the United States of America. We haven't been getting along very well recently, and for that, I am truly sorry. I'm sorry we called George Bush a moron. He is a moron, but it wasn't nice of us to point it out. If it's any consolation, the fact that he's a moron shouldn't reflect poorly on the people of America. After all, it's not like you actually elected him. I'm sorry about our softwood lumber. Just because we have more trees than you doesn't give us the right to sell you lumber that's cheaper and better than your own. It would be like if, well, say you have 10 times the television audience we do, and you flood our market with great shows cheaper than we could produce. I know you'd never do that. I'm sorry we beat you in Olympic hockey. In our defense, I guess our excuse would be that our team was much, 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 much better than yours. As a way of apology, please accept all of our Canadian NHL teams, which one by one are going out of business and moving to your fine country. I'm sorry about our waffling on Iraq. I mean, when you're going up against a crazed dictator, you want to have your friends by your side. I realize it took more than 2 years before you guys pitched in against Hitler, but that was different. Everyone knew he had weapons. I'm sorry we burnt down your White House during the War of 1812. I see you rebuilt it. It's very nice. I'm sorry for Alan Thicke, Shania Twain, Celine Dion, Loverboy, that song from Sheriff that ends with a really high-pitched long note, your beer. I know we have nothing to do with your beer, but we feel your pain. And finally, on behalf of all Canadians, I'm sorry that we're constantly apologizing for things in a passive-aggressive way, which is really a thinly veiled criticism. I sincerely hope that you're not upset over this, because we've seen what you do to countries you get upset with.